So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive. Chambliss connects the snap. Back pedals. Launches to the end zone. Broken up. And the Miami Hurricanes head home to play for a championship.
And you know, Ed and I were talking early this morning. Miami being in the national championship game is so cool, man.
I think so. I really do.
You know, the first time, one day I was working at Ray Rice's summer days thing he used to do.
Yeah.
Around his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at, I forget what ball we were at. What's the one? I think it may have been Hot Tops. Is that the one out there in Timonium?
Yes.
I think it was Hot Tops. Mm-hmm. So Phil Collins on the air, in the air tonight came on.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened I was standing next to Ray. I said, you remember the first time you heard that? He said, yeah. He said, you? And I looked at him and said, yeah. He said, what was it? I said, CBS Sports. And he bust out laughing. It was the Miami-Oklahoma game. I never heard that song before. And Brent Musburger.
Really?
Dude, I'll find it and Joe can play it. I don't know if Joe will have the license to play that unless we give him credit. But it was one of the best introductions of a football game ever because it had the beginning of the In the Air Tonight song going.
Very haunting.
And then you had the drum roll. And then they went back to the beginning of the song and Brent Musburger started talking again. Look it up, Joe. It may have been 1986. Miami, Oklahoma, CBS opener, In the Air Tonight. And Ray was like high-fiving me because he was saying that's the first time he heard it too. And that intro, I know I can't be the only one here that remembers that. Because that intro,
I remember the intro for sure.
It gave
Absolutely.
You goosebumps, yeah. Man.
It's a haunting beginning to that song.
Miami and Oklahoma, CBS Sports, was Vinny Testaverde was the quarterback for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Bosworth. And Miami beat the crap out of Oklahoma in that game. So it's good to see them get back to the national championship. That wasn't a national championship game, by the way. That was a regular season game. But it's good to see them in the national championship game. They're going to face the winner of the Indiana-Oregon game. And I think we all agree Indiana is the odds-on favorite, not just to win tonight, but also to win this whole damn thing.
The Hurricanes, you mean?
Indiana.
Indiana, you're saying, is going to win. You mean the Hurricanes?
I wish.
I know Indiana's probably the odds-on favorite. And I'd like to see an underdog team that has not been relevant for a long time do it. But that's Miami, too. Except they've got a very storied recent history as far as being bad boys and producing tremendous NFL talent. I'm more interested in the playoffs this year than usual.
Because of Miami.
Yeah.
And the story that Indiana has created. Because you and Jeremy have been on them all year. I've been a hater. I've been an Indiana Hoosier hater. I have. And I still am. I'm going to be that all the way out.
They're for real, though.
I didn't say they weren't. Yeah. Hey, listen. If they were for real, I wouldn't hate.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't hating on Oregon.
Right.
They were for real, I wouldn't hate. You even love them or hate them when they're for real. But it's just the one thing I can't wrap my brain around, the one thing I really can't accept is I am not a fan of a kid playing in the seventh year of college football.
That's not right, seriously.
I'm not a fan of
that.
That's
not right.
It's not. You have such an advantage, and that's what Carson Beck is a seven-year senior.
Yeah.
Put that in context. He's played one fewer year in college than Lamar Jackson has in the NFL.
It's so ridiculous. It really is. I put just that in context. So ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah. That's Carson Beck. Yeah. 7 years in college football. It's ridiculous. He had 29 touchdowns.
How do you do that anyway?
He had a COVID year that gives him five.
He had a red shirt in the injury, first year.
He had a red shirt year that gives him six. And maybe a couple of injuries along the road. I don't know exactly how it happened, but COVID actually helped him out. And I think he redshirted, a natural redshirt once before, too. You look at his stats. I mean, look, he spent four. He played 4 years at Georgia. 4 years. And then came to Miami and played a year here. It's dumb, man.
It just shouldn't be this way, man. Seriously.
So you got Indiana tonight.
Yeah.
And when they play for the national championship, who you got?
Miami.
You got Miami winning it?
Yeah.
Is that your heart?
Probably.
Okay. What does your head tell you?
Indiana.
All right. As long as we establish that. Because I think my heart tells me Miami, too. National championship game will be on the 19th.
Yeah.
My heart tells me Miami, too. But, I've learned not to go with my heart so much. I'm going with my head on this one. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We'll talk wild card preview at 9:30. Joe LaCroix's encore and what we learned today at 9:45. But on the other side, Todd Monken appears on our buddy Ryan Ripken's show. He opens up about his relationship with Lamar Jackson. Also talks about the AFC Championship game of 2023 and more. We'll do that all up next right here on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lamar and I, to me, had a good relationship. Mm-hmm. Could it have been better? Of course. Lamar and I never had an issue. I don't know where that comes from. John, I never saw Lamar and Coach Harbaugh not have a great relationship. I never saw that. I never saw Coach Harbaugh and any of our players not have a great relationship. Never. Not one time. So any of that would be news to me, but I don't know how people feel.
The one thing I makes me uncomfortable with that, Ed, he said Lamar and I never had an issue. He was here for 3 years as an offensive coordinator. You and I have had issues.
Mm-hmm.
You and Jeremy have had issues.
Of course.
You and Joe have had issues. Yeah. If you notice, the common denominator with that is you. You've had issues with everybody. You are the common denominator now. Honest, I have a hard time wrapping my brain around 3 years as the offensive coordinator in this type of environment. You never had an issue with your quarterback? Never?
Mm-hmm.
That's impossible.
No.
That means you're not talking.
That may be the case.
Hold on. But he says later in this other cut where he says, well, you're going to disagree. That's normal. I don't think he had a personal issue with him.
Yeah.
But that, okay. Well, go ahead. Play that.
Listen, we're in a business where we're expected to excel every week. So there's going to be high stress. There's going to be frustration. There's going to be times where they look at me and they're like, why don't we call this? Why don't we run this? Why don't we use this player more? That comes with the territory. I mean, that's no shit, you know? And like, I get it. I'm not mad at anybody, but the media acts like that's something that's like, woo, the players are frustrated with the play calling. Well, no shit. My wife is. I mean, so I don't even understand it. Like they act like it's something that, or this skill player wants the ball more. Well, no shit. You know, they want to run the ball more. Well, no shit. You know, okay, you're running it more. We're too conservative. It's play to play, drive to drive. It's, hey, he's in his bag. The next one, he's too trick dicky. I mean, it is what it is, but they act like it's a big deal.
And that's my point. See, let me clarify myself. I think it's impossible for you to work with someone in that environment not to have issues. Issues don't have to be personal. Issues are issues.
Mm.
I don't, you know what I mean? I don't have an issue with Lamar. You may not have a personal issue with Lamar. I don't have an issue with Monken. It may not be personal. It may be based on what you're doing or not doing. So that's what I mean. That's impossible. That means you're not talking at all. If you work together in that environment for 3 years and you never disagree and you never have issues, then something's wrong. Maybe that's why they wanted them gone. We don't have issues. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. I'll take him as word is what he said, but it just seems odd. You know, we've never had an issue, but of course people are frustrated by play calling.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay.
There was rumors too that, I can't remember who it was, Monken's coaching style didn't match up with Lamar's.
Well, so Lamar's what?
With the way that Lamar wanted to be coached. And we'll get to that in a second when Monken talks about he could have coached him better. But that was a rumor that came out last week. It's part of the reason that they didn't get along is because Lamar and him, they weren't on the same page when it came to discussing things with each other.
Go ahead and play that there, Joseph. I want to hear that one.
Give me a number on that one again. I think that was, I think it was six. Let's go with six.
Bam. You're going to tell me that John Harbaugh's message after 18 years a head coach, the best I've been around, besides Kirby Smart, those two guys, that all of a sudden the message isn't clear? He's the best to me of motivating and directing and keeping a team moving in a certain direction. And I'm not saying that. He may never hire me again. He might think I'm just some clown that should be working at IHOP. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying that I think it's an easy cop-out instead of saying, you know what? I got to coach better. I got to freaking play better. That's what I'm paid to do.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I mean, that kind of stuff. And then it just gets out there and anonymous stuff and whatever. I'm not anonymous. I'm telling you exactly the way I feel. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame guys for being disappointed. I don't blame for whatever is on their heart. But let's not go too far, man. We all have a job to do. They pay us a lot of money, and you're expected to do it. And when you don't, then own it.
Yeah. I want to go back to that. There are reports that Monken's coaching style didn't mesh with Lamar. I'm trying to think of the coaches that Lamar had in the past and how their I wonder if that's a personality thing or a play calling thing, meshing with Lamar, Ed. Is that a personality or play calling?
Could be either. Could be both. I mean, you don't agree on the play calling. We don't mesh. You don't like his personality. He's, you know, you're 30 years older than him, whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't really get along. I don't know what it means.
Here's Monken on coaching Lamar Jackson.
I didn't coach Lamar well enough. I didn't have as good a relationship as I could have. I didn't do the things that we needed this year to win enough games to give ourselves a chance. And I believe that. I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show, and I'm going to fight like hell to fix it. I'm going to fight like hell for the next job I get, and I'm going to root like hell for the Ravens.
All right. You didn't coach him well enough. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Man, tell Jeremy, get off that couch, send him pics, and go out and get some sun while he in Cancun.
He was sick.
Hey. I was going to talk about the head coaching job, but this Monken thing made me change course. I'm looking at it from as a man to man, not as a coach. And I feel Monken on that. You know, from his statements, what I heard, and it's just my opinion, it's not a fact, but I heard him taking accountability. And
I did.
In relationships, I coach, you coach, Rob, you know what I mean? Ed, you've been around sports. And I got coaches, I don't respect them so much per se as men personally, but I respect them from a football standpoint, you know. And there's guys I respect from a personal standpoint. I just don't respect them from a coaching standpoint. But that don't mean I don't get along. And what I heard was Monken saying maybe some of the issues to him just wasn't issues. They were more disagreements, if that makes sense.
But see, I think we're splitting hairs. Disagreements are issues. I think we're splitting hairs with that. I think his comments originally were misleading. If he said, yeah, Lamar and I had issues, I wouldn't have thought that was something groundbreaking, Ed. I would have thought, yeah, you worked together in that environment for 3 years. You're supposed to have them. So I think when you start saying, well, he didn't mean this or he meant that, I just think originally it was misleading. Then he circled back. I'll give him credit because these are sound bites. So maybe from one sound bite to the other was him circling back because it's one conversation. But I just have a tough time with, you know, we don't have any issues. If you don't have issues, bro, you're doing something wrong. Let's go out to Pat and Towson. What's up, Pat?
Yeah. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I just, I hear a lot of, I lived out right in Towson, but I'm a lifelong season ticket holder in the New York Jets, and I hear a lot of people kind of hemming and hawing about, you know, Harbaugh and, like, this and that. I just want to let you know, guys, like, you guys have been living, like, in a fantasy world. You've had one of the best coaches probably of all time right now as far as current coaches are concerned. I'm stuck with Aaron Glenn, who has no idea how to handle a press conference, a defense, an offense, anything. Yeah. So, you know, I just, peace to you guys. Like, and I know Ed knows exactly what I'm talking about.
That's why I'm laughing. And I try telling people, you have no idea what it's like. It's
I respect that fan base. I respect that, Pat. But you're saying we have one of the greatest coaches of all time, and you're coming from a perspective of the Jets. You know what I mean? I respect that, but, you know, you're going for, and I'm not saying John Harbaugh wasn't an outstanding coach, but you're coming from the Jets' perspective.
It's a perfect place to come from.
No, I want to come from a, I want to come from a 49ers perspective, perspective.
No, because it's the same way. That's like, because they don't suffer. Jets fans have been suffering since this 1968.
So you, we can't talk. If I'm a Bengals fan, we can talk.
Why can't he talk?
I can't relate to him.
That's his point.
But he's saying one of the greatest coaches of all time because he's coming from a Jets perspective.
Because I think you're missing his point. He's saying they've suffered. They've had so much bad football in that town. We've had so much good football here. And like, people are bitching about Harbaugh not understanding what it's like to suffer forever.
I understand that. But me bitching about Harbaugh is me wanting to win a championship, not me not wanting to suffer. That's two different things. Just like saying you have Kyle Bowler, so be happy with – give me a mediocre quarterback. That's what that's saying.
No, or give it's me not at all.
You have Kyle Bowler, so give me a decent quarterback, the one that can't get you over the hump.
We have an issue.
Okay. Not the first. Won't be the last. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, NFL Wild Card up next on The Fan. Taking a look at the Wild Card round of the playoffs that began on Saturday, right? That's right, on Saturday. You have some outstanding games, I think. The first one I don't think is that outstanding, I'll be honest with you. Rams, Panthers. I told you, my basketball game begins at 4:30, so I'm glad this game begins at 4:30. I don't have to suffer through this one. I think the Rams.
What's funny, they're 10.5-point favorites. And usually I'd say, well, that's irresponsible. You can't do that in a postseason. I think they're going to cover by a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's at least a 14-point victory.
Panthers should say thank you after this game because you showed us what we're not, so we can
thank you,
better,
Falcons.
Get better in the offseason.
Right.
They did beat them once.
Yeah, they did.
One of the best games of the year, too. Yep.
Ain't gonna happen. Packers, Bears. I like this one. Bears are 1.5-point underdogs at home. Mm-hmm. I think I might put a couple of dollars on the Bears because I think the Bears win this game. I might go with money line on this one, Ed.
I do too. I mean, I just think the Bears are a good team. They're an 11-6 team, and the Packers were 9-7 and 1, I think.
Yeah, 9-7-1.
That's right. Yeah.
They kissed their sister.
Yep, I forgot about that. So, I mean, okay. I mean, the odds makers do what they do, but I still think Chicago at home. Good team, division winner. I think they win that game.
I think they win it too. Jaguars are 1.5-point dogs at home against the Bills. You like the Jags in this one, don't you?
I do.
Why?
I do. Just because they've been so good. They've beaten a lot of playoff teams this year. When I looked at their record, it's like they had a lot.
The Panthers, the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Rams, the Texans, the Chargers, and the Broncos. So they have.
Yep. Yeah.
Great record against playoff teams.
Really good record against playoff teams. And to me, that's important. And Trevor Lawrence is going in hot. He is. The problem I have is I really like Josh Allen. I know he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. He's a winner, though, man. Things are tight. He gets things done. So that's a tough one. I'm still going with Jacksonville.
I'm going with the Buffalo Bills in this one on the road. To cover and win this game, of course. The Eagles host the 49ers. The Eagles are 5.5-point favorites at home. Who do you like in this one?
Eagles. I just think, I mean, I like the 49ers better as an organization. I just like that team. But the Eagles are so talented. They've had kind of a rough year. They've been up and down, not as dominant as I thought they should have been or would have been. 5.5-point favorites at home. I see them winning this.
I don't like the 49ers. But I don't like the Eagles either.
Yeah.
Screw them both. Put them in the box, throw them out in the ocean. However, I think not only do the Eagles win this game at home, I think they cover the 5.5 points.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
Win by a tutty. Sunday night football in New England. It ought to be cold. 34 degrees, they're saying. At kickoff, Patriots hosting the Chargers, traveling from. I gotta reconsider this, Ed. I said the Chargers win or won earlier. 34 degrees, traveling from left to right. I think I'm going Patriots.
All right. I'm still going Chargers. I think Drake May is incredible. He's probably going to win the MVP. I'm just going to go with the Chargers.
I want the Chargers to win, but I don't think they will. Monday Night Football, playoff version of it. Texans, Steelers. Steelers are 3-point dogs at home. What do you like?
Oh, Houston hands down.
Think Houston wins this game?
Yep.
Sure Houston going to win.
Houston going to win. I mean, the only thing that could complicate this is I'm with Houston because they got a great pass rush. The defensive ends are terrific. And good defense all around. The problem is Aaron Rodgers gets rid of the ball so quickly. He can negate a pass rush very often. You know, he likes his bubble screens, his quick outs and stuff, and he's really good at it. And, of course, he's got a tremendous football IQ because he's Aaron Rodgers. So he could be a problem against that because he can mitigate that pass rush, but I still think Houston's a better team.
I think they're a better team. I think they win. Kai in Reisterstown wants to talk about Wild Card Weekend. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? And thank you for getting my boxing girl on, man, my buddy of mine, man. She got a big fight with Carissa Shields. I think it's a tall task for her, but I'm glad you guys had all, man. That was cool. But I'm going to say like this, Rob. Seattle, with the, you know, I think Carolina going to do Seattle a favor. They're going to beat the Rams, and then Seattle going to knock them off. And I agree with you with the Bears. I think the Bears will win against Green Bay, but the problem is they're going to run against the Eagles. So I got Seattle and the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
Man, we just said wild card. Nobody asked you about no NFC Championship game.
Hold on, Rob, real quick.
You start talking about Seattle. I'm like, when is Seattle playing in the wild card round?
Well, we should bring Leslie Frazier over from that system.
You said you wanted to talk football. You start talking boxing. Then you want to talk wild card. You take us all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Rob, listen to this real quick, though. Real quick.
Real quick.
Jack, hey, you got a pen? You got an ink pen? Write this down.
I do.
Jacksonville, I agree with you with Jacksonville. They tough this year. They're gonna beat Buffalo and then beat Denver, so they're going to be in the AFC Championship.
Oh, my God.
But on the other side, on the other wing, I don't know who's going to win that. You might have two teams from the same division in the AFC Championship, which is Houston and Jacksonville.
Man, we ain't doing NCAA tournament brackets.
All right, Rob, I'll let y'all
leave. That's my guy, Kyle, man. I want to talk football. Hey, I'm glad y'all got boxing on. I want to talk wild card round. Hey, my championship game matchup. Come on, Kyle. Go Tim in Hagerstown. What's up, Tim?
Calling because of the Eric DaCosta thing. I kind of see a correlation in my eyes to Billy Beane and Eric DaCosta because coaches, I think, are the ones that are supposed to be controlling, like, the scheme. And primarily what I'm talking about is the defense. Going back to how Ozzie Newsome used to do things, talking about, like, up front. Ozzie Newsome used to build this defense up front, and that's how the championships were won. Seems like Eric DaCosta has gone to a secondary philosophy, number one. Number two, he's been drafting, like, these smaller linebacker, like hybrid guys that are like 250 pounds, like Owe and Tyus Bowser. I mean, you were talking about Pro Bowls. Pro Bowls are somewhat overrated. You know, you got unsung guys on that championship team, like Courtney Upshaw, who's big 270, 280 pounds. Defensive end.
Well, we didn't. No. Tim, we didn't talk Pro Bowls.
Hang on a second.
It brought up to us.
Yeah. Few things here. I mean, this again, you got to get your facts correct because it drives me crazy. Adafi Owe is listed as 265.
Yeah.
He's not a 225-pound defensive end. He's 265.
Also, DaCosta drafted Matabike. He's hurt.
Yes, he's hurt. He's been hurt. And when maybe something else, because when Owe left here, he ended up having a bunch of sacks.
Exactly.
He ended up with 7.5 sacks this year.
So that means—
You can't. You throw stuff out, but it's not backed up by facts.
DaCosta has said he likes to build from the secondary end. That is true.
Yeah.
It has not worked.
But he's saying he hasn't drafted anybody up front. He has drafted people up front.
But he's not hitting on them.
Matabike's hurt.
No, but Owe didn't hit on him. I understand. This is his picks, and he needs the coaches to build that.
But he went someplace else to hit.
I understand that, Rob, but there are other players that did not work.
You cannot act like it didn't work. It didn't work here. That's not a Eric DaCosta issue. Is that word again?
I don't completely agree with that.
I do agree with it. How does he go?
Obviously,
someplace?
It's your opinion.
How does he go someplace else and work? How does he do that?
I get that, but that is a problem of coaching and DaCosta.
Matthew Judon never had double-digit sacks till he leaves here.
That is a problem on both ends. It's DaCosta's problem too.
How's that?
Because he needs to make sure that the player fits the coach and vice versa. You have to do those things together.
So you don't think John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta sit down and talk about players he's going to draft before the draft? You think
DaCosta, they do?
Okay, so there's a conversation. John Harbaugh knows what's coming in because they have this conversation. These are the guys that are on our board. Do they fit what you're doing? So I'm sure your GM is not going to draft the guy that John Harbaugh says he doesn't fit our system.
But it's also it is his problem as well.
But if you're telling me that they have to draft somebody in their system, then you're saying they're not having a conversation. So there's a collective conversation and agreement on who I'm drafting. If you tell me that guy doesn't fit, then I'm not drafting that guy. If you know that guy's on my board and there's a red flag on him because he doesn't fit, so there's a conversation there. So if I'm drafting that guy, make him fit.
It's absolving Eric DaCosta saying I got the groceries and you have to cook. That's not the same. He deserves some heat for that. He needs to go Ozzie Newsome and build from the line and then go back.
Okay.
Not from the outside in.
Ozzie Newsome also drafted from bad teams where he could do that. When I'm drafting from good teams and those guys are gone, when I get there, Peter Boulware ain't on the back end.
But you got to, okay, so make a move to go up.
You can do that.
Do something to make sure you get a home run hitter, not drafting Adafe Owe and hoping he becomes this guy.
Yes, but he became this guy, dude. I mean, at some point, you got to take talent and develop talent. You do. The guy wasn't a pass coverage linebacker at any point of his career. Why are you trying to make him that? He was never that. Matthew Judon wasn't a pass coverage linebacker. Why are you trying to make him that? You're trying to make him something that he's never been. That's coaching. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That program, they're not liking it. I can only imagine what Sports Talk Radio has been down there. I can only imagine. You think it's bad here? Go to one of those SEC football-loving towns where they show ESPN national radio and they have local only maybe one, two time slots. Joe, new rule, Joe. You can't crack jokes in my ear that the listeners can't hear. New rule. Can we enforce that rule now? Because we can't say that joke on air.
But it's funny.
And I feel like we're cheating the people because we don't say that joke on air.
What you said?
We could give a history lesson, right? See, folks, in 1954, there was a decision passed down.
Yes.
And the decision was called Brown versus the Board of Education.
Right.
That decision allowed
desegregation
in schools, public schools.
Yes.
A lot of folks were upset, including people in the great state of Alabama. So we are of the conclusion that last week when Alabama lost 38-3, Joe, they hadn't been that upset since Brown versus Board of Education.
Come on, it was funny.
And that's the encore for the day.
The encore brought to you by Lions Den. Look, Valentine's panic buyers, you're going to lose. January plan is when. Bring back that pleasure, passion, romance now, not at the last minute. Check out Lions Den in Catonsville, Cockeysville, Severn, and Pasadena, or shop lionsden.com. And check out some really cool stuff. They have all kinds of things. Lingerie, books, games, of course, all kinds of adult toys. But that was funny, that encore. What happened was, because I realized when I did it, I hit Rob on the intercom so because I didn't want to put it over the air.
And we're on TV.
We're on camera now, and then we're on radio as well. And I tell him, I said, this is the most upset Alabama's been since Brown versus Board of Education. He started to suppress a laugh. He can't talk. I can't stop laughing. And nobody knows what the hell's going on. So it was
you're not
like,
supposed to have inside jokes.
I know. But it was. I thought it was funny. So,
yeah. Listen, I was telling you earlier today about the In the Air tonight. Ray Lewis and I were talking at one of his summer days. First time we ever heard that. It's CBS Sports 1986. Brent Musburger, Joe Founded.
In 1 year, all that's left now is 60 minutes of football. It's the dream of a lifetime. No more words, no more talking. 60 minutes and the issue will be settled. It's number one against number two. Oklahoma versus Miami.
Oh, man.
Goosebumps,
man. Yeah. I remember watching it. I'm like, well, the intro was much longer than that. You can go to YouTube and find it. I'm telling you, man, it will give you goosebumps. For you former football players, you might go try to look for your pads and your helmet. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, we had a call in and just it sent me down a rabbit hole. Of course, someone calls in with the assertion, You know, they don't have anybody. Nobody on the line. They don't focus on the line. When's the last time? Ain't nobody going to the line. Who's going to the Pro Bowl from the line? Well, Tyler Linderbaum is going. So I'll tell you who's going. We have six Ravens going. Linderbaum is going. Zay Flowers, Pat Ricard, Roquan Smith, Jordan Stout, and Kyle Hamilton are your six Ravens in the Pro Bowl. So there
what
are
gets me is the calendar that is, well, the Pro Bowl is overrated now. Well, that wasn't the question.
Yes.
We were asked the question. We weren't trying to say the Pro Bowl was the end-all, be-all. We were asked a question. We were challenged on something, and there's the answer.
Have you sort of catch on why we do this, or at least I do this every day, because it's starting to annoy me when people throw things out that are factually incorrect. And if we stay silent, we sound dumb because we're not correcting it. Like the guy that said, you know, Harbaugh is a special teams coach. They've never been number one in special teams. I look it up. Yeah, they were, like 3 years ago. Number one in special teams. And in the last 7 years, they've been top 10 like every time. Once they were 11th. It was like, yeah, they've been really good in special teams every year except this year. So
you're going to like this day, Ed. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And
is it
you
really?
You didn't know that in your police's, yeah. Your commission's Baltimore was about the crime in Baltimore being the homicides.
I wish I knew then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's that's National cool. Law Enforcement Appreciation
Day. That surprised me because, I mean, Police Week is in May. You're yeah. surprised it's today in January.
Today, both Bart Starr and Dick Enberg, broadcaster, would have celebrated a birthday. All right. Sergio Garcia and Chad Johnson share today as a birthday. Joe, who's older?
Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson. Ed.
I'm going to go with Chad as well.
Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson today is 48. Sergio is 46. And
there we go.
Muggsy Bogues. Tyrone Muggsy Bogues today. Basketball legend. Turned 61, so happy birthday to you, Muggsy. Big weekend this weekend. I got off. You guys want to see some high school basketball, we will be at McDonough School tomorrow at 4:30 as part of the public versus private classic. Public schools play against private schools all day long. We're at 4:30 against Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. We just call them Poly.
Myself
going versus Kendall Peace on court one, yes.
What school are you playing?
It's going to be at McDonough. That's where the classic is, against Poly. It's all day.
Gotcha.
Public schools versus private schools. It's something the 695 Hoops throws out every year. Al Schell, part of 695 Hoops, throws that along with other things. He does so much great work for girls basketball in this area. Vinny and Haney are up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.